Happy Friday, Anchor. Today I really don't feel like doing an intro. I don't feel like doing much, honestly. I ran 10 miles on Wednesday, and then I did 3 miles last night because I wasn't feeling it. Somehow, last night's 3 miles were not harder and they were not difficult, but they impacted my body much more than the 10 miles. And I feel it's because even though I tried to stretch and to, you know, warm up before running, I was still recovering from the 10 miler, and it definitely took a toll on my body. I feel like if someone had sucker punched the inside of my legs, you know, like my inner thigh and my butt, like it just feels sore. Like I can feel my muscles tender. It's just awful. I'm not even sure. Well, I'm sure. Yeah, it's gonna be painful throughout the day. I find it kind of interesting though how I've been running so much lately. In the past 2 months I've been running 3 to 4 times a week. But it's so funny how just the 10 miler from last, you know, from 2 days ago fucked me up as much. I mean, it's not like it's the first time that I've done 10 miles. I've done 10 miles before. And I think it may have to do with the way that I warmed up. You know how I'm saying that I'm also spending between 20 to 40 minutes of core exercising just to make sure that I have a strong core before running? I emphasized a lot on stretching this last time, and I think that's what made it. That's the only thing I can think of that I did different during the 10 miles is that I, during the prepping, during the warm up, I did a lot of stretching, and I stretched a lot of muscles that I rarely stretch, so I think that's what did it, but who knows. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you guys about so many things, but one of the actual things that I wanted to touch bases on is the fact that I really didn't post as many sessions, as many podcasts this week, you know, in comparison to, you know, previous weeks. I have tons of material at this point. Actually, I have ideas of what to talk about, but what I've been doing lately is that I've been recording myself and then writing them down so that I just have a... I guess a repository of ideas so that I can just pick, you know, the next one that fits right, you know, in the moment, and then just go with it. One of the things that I'm figuring out now is that it's so much better to just record as you have the idea, at least for me. It's so much easier to just record as soon as I have an idea and then just run with it, rather than just storing it for later to revamp it and edit it. I'm in between, should I just post every day and not necessarily look at the quality of the context, or should I record less often but actually curate what I'm gonna talk about? And by curating, mean actually putting thought into it, you know, pre-planned sentences that need to make, you know, where I can identify that are going to be critical for the conversation, and make sure that I have the right tone, make sure that I have the right energy and just go with it and edit it right? Or should I just go and, you know, talk away like I'm doing right now? I'm in between, and I'm definitely going to be flip-flopping here and there until I find the right ground for my style. But at the moment, that's where I am. I have about 3-4 different topics, which, again, I don't even remember. I haven't written down somewhere. But it's different. It's not the same as when when creativity hits and you just go for it. So saying that, it's kind of like the reason why I haven't really posted, as much this week, and why I'm doing this one just right off the top of my head. The other thing is, I wanted to talk about fears, because even though I'm having a lot of fun doing this podcast and talking about, whatever the hell I want to talk about and engaging with people and, creating the logo and coming up with a brand and coming up with something, some sort of style for the podcast and eventually thinking of expanding the brand and, coming up with a Instagram account, which I truly want to. The only thing is that I wouldn't even know what to post. Honestly, one of the only reasons I want the Instagram is just for the stories, because I can add some context to what my podcasts are about, and add some context of how I came up with that subject, with whatever subject I'm talking about, and just add stories to it, but not necessarily because of the pictures and video posts. I'm not really sure what I would be posting, to be honest. But I wanted to talk about fear. Although I've been having fun and it's been interesting the way that, this is kind of growing, I've been having a lot of self-doubt in the last week. And it's mainly at night. And the only reason I'm going to disclose it, because it's because I feel like it's going to somehow, it's going to resonate with some people, I'm sure. So, having a lot of fun. It's been incredible recording and engaging with people and coming up with my own ideas. And honestly, doing it under the... And see, that's my thing too. I need to be able to remember words. I've been doing it under the disguise of, it's a podcast. Because I could have easily done this under my personal Instagram account, my personal Facebook. But I'm very shy. I'm extremely shy. And I still don't have, the courage to do it. And my own personal Instagram and my personal Facebook, just because people know me, I just get cringy. It's just the way I am. And I've been having a lot of self-doubt lately where, especially at night, where I'm laying down in bed and I'm just thinking, am I really doing this? Even though it's fun, am I really doing it? Sometimes it's kind of like a feeling of disbelief. Like, really? Like, you're doing that? Like, you're gonna jump into that type of game? And part of me is like, dude, you should stop because it's embarrassing. You should stop because, that's not really you. But then it's like, well, it is really me because I'm enjoying it. It's been more of the real me than the real me that I portray in real life, so I've been having these self-doubt conversations with myself at 1 a.m. And all I'm gonna say is that it doesn't really matter, and I'm not gonna listen to myself as funny as that sounds, because it's truly fun. I mean, I enjoy it. And I enjoy, when I feel like I did a good podcast, or when I feel like I fucked something up,
when I'm prepping and coming up with a logo and coming up with, you know, with all these ideas, coming up with a unique sounds for the podcast, you know, like a unique intro, unique outro, you need breaks, working with people to come up with those ideas. It's fun. And I just wanted to talk about this just because I know it's real. And I know maybe a lot of you guys out there have had similar thoughts about yourselves, not creating a podcast, but creating other things, you know, getting a new job, you know, jumping into a new promotion, opening up a new business, asking someone out or breaking up, you know, whatever it is that you're going through that is kind of like a massive change, you're going to have self-doubt. But here's the thing though, I feel that the person that you should listen the most is yourself, but there's also two parts of yourself. There is the self-preserving self of the ego, and then there is the real self. Like in my case, the self-preserving ego is the part of myself that's telling me, dude, just stop, that's not you, just go back to your comfort zone, delete everything you've posted and don't even think about it again, because that's not you, and you need to stop it. I need to go back to my comfort zone, which is go back to hide under a rock and just be an introvert and don't talk to anyone and just stay in your lane. But the true self, like the one that's actually me, is like, why should I if I'm enjoying it? Yes, it's cringy. Yes, it's not really me because I haven't broken out of my shell 100%, but I am not the shell. I am me, and this is what I enjoy doing, and this is what I'm gonna do, and fuck everyone, you know? We're all gonna die, and I don't want to be in my deathbed saying, man, I don't know why I stopped doing that if it was, you know, if I was having fun. And that's pretty much it. And again, you're not going to be able to distinguish yourself from your ego preservation self. It's gonna be difficult for you to identify who's who in your inside dialogue, but it'll make a much better difference if you meditate, honestly. Meditation helps a lot. Meditation helps you understand who you really are, what your thoughts are, and then sometimes even why you have the thoughts, you know, where the thoughts are coming from. It helps you understand what your true anxieties are, and what your true purpose is, and what you really need to work for. It really helps you understand that. But yeah, not really gonna spend much more time on this one. It's getting a bit late, so I gotta get to work. I'm definitely going to be taking one of the ideas that I have for the podcast and then just start prepping them for next week and see how that goes. But again, just wanted to make this one just to share my 1 a.m. thoughts with you. And again, I hope to hear from you. I hope you guys are enjoying these as much as I am. And I'll talk to you guys later.